就现在就请丽娜先带我们做这个读经，好不好？我下面拿一下这个 memory。
Okay, I will read in Chinese. Okay, both. Okay, 马太福音第八章十八到二十七节，耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。有一个文士来，对他说：“夫子，你无论住哪里，我要跟从你。”耶稣说：“狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。”又有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。”耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪淹盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒了他，说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”耶稣说：“你们这小心的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？”于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人稀奇说：“这是什么的人？怎样的人？连风和海也听从了他。” Matthew 8:18-27. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave order to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead." Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
这个经文是印在大家的周报后面，所以当我在分享经文的时候，在分享这个信息的时候，也欢迎大家一面看手上的周报，然后一面听我们的分享。
The passage is in the back of the bulletin, so when I speak the passage, you guys can reflect back onto that.
刚刚我们所读的经文是耶稣平静风浪的一个事迹。
The story that we just read is Jesus calming the storm.
这是三本福音书都有记载的一个神迹。
The story has been recorded in all three gospel books.
许多读圣经的人应该对这段经文不会太陌生。
A lot of people are very familiar with this passage.
但是我却被这段经文困扰了许多许多的年。
But I was greatly troubled by it for many, many years.
因为我觉得读这个经文我觉得很奇怪。
Because I think it's really weird.
大家读这个经文你有没有觉得奇怪？
Do you guys feel that it's a little weird for this passage?
大家有没有觉得奇怪
？Yes or no？
为什么奇怪
？Why is it weird？
这个主题到底在哪里
？What is the point of this passage？
这个主题是指耶稣已经服侍了一整天，非常的辛苦，也因为他是人，所以他需要睡觉吗
？Is it describing that Jesus has had a long day of serving and he's tired and he's also human？
还是这一段经文是说门徒没有信心？
Or is it saying that the disciples have no faith?
但是为什么他们没有信心呢？
Then why doesn't the disciples have faith?
他们不是呼叫了耶稣吗？
Didn't they call to Jesus?
他们不是把信心放在耶稣里面吗？
Didn't they put their faith onto Jesus Christ?
这应该我们所有人看到之后，这是我们的典范，我们要站起来鼓鼓掌啊！
When you see this, we should be applauding them, and because that's what we should be doing as followers of Christ.
或者许多人指出这段经文是要借由这个风暴，耶稣要让他们知道他是大自然之上的神，他是环境之上的神。
Or this is trying to say that Jesus is above nature, is above all.
是的，耶稣是有掌控大自然的超能力。
Yes, Jesus does have the power to control nature.
门徒也借由这件事件看见耶稣的大能。
And the disciples see his power through this event.
而且他们在危机当中，他们呼叫了耶稣。
And in the midst of trouble, they called out to Jesus.
但是在这一段经文里，耶稣对门徒的反应， 他是赞美还是不是赞美啊？
But how did Jesus reply? How was Jesus react? How did Jesus react to the disciples calling to him?
耶稣对他们不是赞美，反而有点失望。
Jesus didn't feel very happy about it. He was actually disappointed.
所以非常明显的，门徒急于求救于耶稣，并不是耶稣最希望他们所做的事。
Disciples calling out to Jesus was not actually what Jesus wanted them to do.
反过来说，耶稣似乎有点责备他们。
If you flip it over, Jesus is actually blaming them.
耶稣在说，你们这些小信的人啊，为什么胆怯？
Jesus says, you of little faith, why are you afraid?
哎，奇怪了，他们小信什么？
But why? Why are they little of little faith?
他们不是把信心放在耶稣里面吗？
Didn't they put their faith in, on Jesus Christ?
他们难道遇见风暴，这个风暴足以让他们要丧命，他们胆怯不合理吗？
What for them to face a furious storm that might take their life, for them to be afraid, isn't that relevant?
耶稣到底期盼他们什么？
What was Jesus hoping for?
结果这个福音书的作者好像也没讲，故事就结束了。
And it seems like the author didn't really explain about this, and the story ended.
这让我非常费解。
It greatly troubled me.
也许大家已经有些人读懂了。
Some of you,
但是我却了花了很多的时间。
Some of you might already understand it, but it took me a long time to understand.
到底福音书或者耶稣在此他要表达的目的在哪里？
What is the purpose of this passage?
我非常希望能够了解这段经文。
I really, really want to understand this passage.
因为我知道我人生当中一定会遇到风暴。
Because I know in my life I will face storm.
我如果了解这段经文，我就知道如何面对风暴。
When I understand this passage, I will know how to face the storm in life.
当我细细查看这段经文的时候
，When I read deeper into this passage,
我突然看到十八节这边讲了一句话。
I realized in verse 18 it said this.
耶稣吩咐，也就是吩咐他的门徒说，渡到那边去。
In here it says Jesus gave order to cross the other side of the lake.
然后二十三节，耶稣就上了船，门徒就跟着他。
And in verse 23, he got into the boat and his disciple followed him.
我发现十八节到二十三节是非常连贯的，中间不需要插一个故事进去的。
I believe 18 and 23 is connecting very well. There is no need for another communication in between.
结果偏偏马太在这两个经文当中夹进了一段话。
But for Matthew, he put a little conversation in between verse 18 and 23.
他在这边说一段话，就是说有一个文士对他说，夫子，你无论哪去哪里，我都要跟着你。
And here 19 it says, then a teacher of the law came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
耶稣就回答说，狐狸有洞，天空飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
But Jesus replied, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
又有一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
And another disciple said to him, Lord, first let me go and bury my father.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。
But Jesus told him, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead.
马太福音以这一种技术，如果以技术文的观点 来查验马太福音的话，他这样的安排是非常唐突的。
From a narration point, it is very abrupt for him to have this conversation in between.
因为当耶稣吩咐门徒说，我们渡到海大湖的那一边去的话，然后他应该接下来就说，他跟他的门徒就直接上船就好了。这样的描述就非常的完整。
Verse 18, where he gave order to cross the other side of the lake, to 23 of the disciples got into a boat and followed him. This should be a connecting point already. There's no need.
马太大可以把耶稣与这两个人的对话移到十八节之前，这样子就变成两段的观念，这样子能够方便读者去读。
Matthew could have easily put 19 to 22 in front of verse 18 so that it will be two separate stories. It's easier for readers to understand.
但是当我细细读马太福音的时候，我就知道一件事情，马太是要用这一段对话来告诉读者，这里面对话的内容乃是开启接下来经文的一把钥匙。
But what Matthew did here, he wanted the readers to know and understand that this conversation in between is the key point to understand the next passage.
用这段对话来理解耶稣底下要行的作为。
To use this passage to make the following passage, to make people understand the following passage and the meaning of it.
如果我们看十九节一直到二十二节之后，我们就发现它里面的谈话是有一致性的。
When you look at verse 19 to 22, you see that there is a unity between this conversation.
这两个对话里面主要的就是谈到门徒跟从的一个信息。
19 to 22, the main point of this is disciples following Jesus.
马太要在这边说，门徒跟从的信息乃是与底下耶稣要渡过这个大湖的信息里面的故事是息息相关的。
The word follow strictly linked with the following passage regarding crossing the sea.
我豁然明白，我过去之所以读福音书里面许多的故事我读不明白，读不全备，乃是因为我自己的心态没有完全敞开。
I realized in the past when I read this passage, I didn't understand because I didn't open my heart to greatly understand it.
搞得我很多经文我自己读不懂。
That made me greatly troubled, and I wasn't able to understand the passage.
因为当我每次读福音书的时候，我已经有一个成见在里面，说福音书就是一本讲述救恩、使罪人得救的一个好消息。
In the past, when I read the gospel, I know that this is a book about salvation. Gospel save all sinners.
我在读的时候就认为福音书是一本使人能够认识基督、高举基督的一个记载。
It is a book about Jesus Christ, about glorifying Jesus.
我也相信福音书是一本显明神对人的爱，让我们能够认识神的爱的一本书。
And it's also a book to lead us to know Christ and also how His love is for us.
但是我却忽略了其中还有非常重要的一点。
But I missed one important point.
就是福音书居然也是门徒训练手册。
That is, the gospel is also a discipleship training manual.
特别是马太福音。
Especially the book of Matthew.
当我转换态度再来读福音书的时候，
When I turn my perspective and reread the gospel,
突然许多过去困扰我的经文豁然解开。
And all of a sudden, all the questions I had before, they were solved.
门徒训练手册的主题在马太福音第十章前后特别的明显。
The title of Discipleship Training Manual is greatly expressed in the first 10 books of Matthew.
基本上，耶稣训练门徒实际上是有三个阶段。
For Jesus to train his disciples, there's three sections.
或者可以把它分作五个步骤。
Or you can split them into five steps.
他们分别是教导、示范。
They are teaching and demonstrating.
然后是呼召拣选
calling and choosing
然后耶稣要他们操练执行
and Jesus want them to exercise as well as execute
就好像我们教我们的年轻人开车一样
It's just like how we teach our youth how to drive
我先让他们考完笔试
First you let them take the written exam
然后我跟他说你年纪到了你可以你考完笔试了我你已经可以了
And then I tell them, okay, your age is enough and you have taken the written exam.
然后我跟他一起坐在车子里面。
I would go with you to sit in the car together.
然后我说你开。
And then I would say, you drive.
我不碰驾驶盘。
I would not touch the steering wheel.
我怎么知道呢？
How do I...、
我们从马太福音第九章三十五节我们就看见耶稣的这样一个步骤。
In Matthew 3:39, it says this.
耶稣刚开始用教导示范的方式教导他的门徒。
Jesus used teaching and demonstrating first to show
在马太福音九章三十五节，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，然后又医治各样的病症。
excuse me, it was Matthew 9:35, and it says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness.
因此，耶稣先用口述教导，然后亲身的服事，给谁看？
First, Jesus taught to the disciples, and then afterwards, he demonstrated to who?
对，耶稣是服事人，没有错。
Yes, Jesus was serving human.
但是他同时也在做门徒训练。
But at the same time, he was training his disciples.
然后到马太福音九章三十七节，耶稣就说了，于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
And moving on to verse 37, Jesus then said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
当耶稣做完他的服事之后，
After he has done his ministry and service,
耶稣突然说，神国需要工人。
Jesus says, the kingdom of God needs people.
耶稣在那边做一个呼召。
And Jesus had a calling.
然后马太福音十章三十八节，耶稣就对这些跟随他的人就说了一句话，他说，不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
And then chapter 10, verse 38, Jesus said this, Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
最后，耶稣在马太福音十一章第一节这边说。
Lastly, in Matthew 11, verse 1, Jesus says this.
耶稣吩咐十二个门徒，吩咐完了十二个门徒就离开那里，实际上就是要他门徒出去了。
After Jesus has finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there, which is from with the disciples.
然后之后他说到各城去传道了。
From there to teach and preach in the town of Galilee.
耶稣要门徒出去实地操练。
Jesus wanted his disciples to go out and have real life experience.
实际上在马太福音第五章到第八章也有同样的模式。
Actually, from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 8, there is the same model.
马太福音第五章到第八节，耶稣在这边做了很长的教导，我们都非常熟悉的，叫做登山宝训。
From chapter 5 to 8, Jesus had a long teaching, and we're really familiar with it, and it's the Sermon of Mounts.
当耶稣做完这个他的教导之后呢？
After Jesus has finished his teaching,
他马上就下山了。
He went down the mountain.
有人就找他医病。
And there's people that asked him to heal them.
然后耶稣马上回答说，我肯医你。
And Jesus' reply was, I will.
又有人要找他说，我的孩子很远生病了。耶稣马上说，我愿意去。
And there's people that come to Jesus saying, my child is sick from afar. And Jesus, I'm willing to go.
有些人在家里生病，在彼得的岳母在家里生病，耶稣说，我去你家。
Peter's mother was really sick, and Jesus said, okay, I will go with you.
然后他就摸他的岳母，岳母就得医治了。
And Jesus touched Peter's mom, and she was healed.
结果那一天还没有完，到晚上的时候，还有很多人带着被鬼附的人来到耶稣面前。
And that was not it. During the nighttime, there's people that brought demon-possessed sick people to Jesus.
结果耶稣怎么样赶鬼呢？
And how did Jesus chase out the demons?
耶稣用一句话就把鬼赶出去了。
Jesus used a word.
接下来耶稣看见许多人围着他，就是到我们今天所读的经文了，第十八节，耶稣看许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。
Then moving forward to what our passage today is, Matthew 8:18, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave order to cross to the other side of the lake.
吩咐谁呢？
Who was he giving the order to?
他实际上在做一个呼召，他要吩咐所有是门徒的。
He was giving order to all the disciples. It was like a calling to the people.
但是在呼召的时候，然后他又做了一个拣选。
And during the midst of giving the order, he also had a selection.
耶稣对其中一个门徒跟他的对话当中，耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他的死人，你跟从我吧。”
Jesus had a selection, which is his conversation with the disciple. He said, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead."
到二十三节的时候，耶稣就上了船，带他的门徒进入实际操作了。
To verse 23, Jesus got on the boat and his disciple followed him to go to real life, to have real life experience.
今天我们不单单蒙恩典耶稣相信了耶稣。
We didn't just have grace and follow Jesus.
实际上神也对我们呼召要做他的门徒。
Actually, Jesus, want us to be his disciples.
让我们今天以做主门徒的角度和眼光来读这段经文。
Let us use the point of view of Jesus' disciple to read this passage.
然后来理解神到底要借着这段话让我们学到什么。
So that we can understand what Jesus Christ wants us to learn from this passage.
我们发现第十八节这边，耶稣见许多人围着他，就吩咐渡到那边去。
We see in verse 18, when Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave order to cross to the other side of the lake.
他很明白地讲出他的心意是什么。
He willingly said what he wanted to do.
今天耶稣对所有有心跟随他的人，实际上是都有指示，也有呼召的。
Today, Jesus has instruction, calling, and purpose for those who have the heart to follow him.
实际上，耶稣对所有个跟随他的人，他都有很明显的目的要给我们。
Jesus has a very plain purpose for us, and he put it in open for us who want to follow him.
他会大方的给予方向。
He's very willing to give.
而不是不清不楚的。
It's not blurry vision.
我们也都想听到嘛。我们也都想听到，如果今天耶稣真的能够在我的 cell phone 上面留言，我也真想听到他的声音跟指示，不是吗？
We all want to hear Jesus' voice, and we actually want him to call us and let us know.
但是我们怎么能够听到耶稣的声音呢？
However, how do we hear him?
那实际上我们发现今天的经文里面是有很多人，实际上他们都听到耶稣的指示了。
Actually, from today's passage, we can see that actually a lot of people have heard what Jesus said.
他们之所以能够听到，首要条件是因为他们围绕在耶稣身边。
One of the reasons why they can hear is because they're near him.
他们为什么会围绕在耶稣身边呢？其中至少他们有两个动力驱使他们要围绕在耶稣身边。
Why were they around Jesus? There must be two motivations.
第一点是他们听过耶稣的教导，而且被耶稣的教导所折服了。
Number one, they're convicted by Jesus' teaching and feeling touched by his words.
他们看见耶稣言行如一，还有他服事的认真，真心的摆上，他们被感动了。
They were touched by Jesus' words and actions, how they are unified together.
前面几章我们就知道，前面几章记载是登山宝训。耶稣在登山宝训的时候讲出了真理，启发了这些人对真理的渴望。
In the previous passage, when Jesus was talking about the mountain, Sermon on the Mount, and people were touched and they were opened by his words and teaching.
乃是耶稣的话启动了人的内心，来甘心情愿的来做主的门徒。
It's Jesus opening their hearts, making them willing to be disciples of Christ.
乃是耶稣的话成为我们爱慕主的第一步。
It's Jesus' word that made us want to follow him, and that's the first step.
我们今天想爱慕主吗？
Do we want to love our Lord?
我们就好好读他的话。
Let us really read his word.
这是我们追求神的一个根基。
That is the foundation of us following Jesus.
今天也不过是1月16号，实际上大家还没有，今年还没有开始要准备读经计划的话，今天就可以开始。
It's only January 17th today.If you haven't started a Bible reading of the year, maybe we can start today.
我们只要一天读三篇半，三章半的圣经，我们到年底，我们一本圣经又读完了。
If you read 3.5 chapters a day, you will be able to finish the whole entire Bible by the end of the year.
你要被激发亲近主吗？先亲近他的话语。
If you want to be near him, you really have to read his word.
第二个原因，这些人围绕在耶稣旁边，是因为他们看见耶稣做的事情，他们想看更多。
The second reason that they were around Jesus is because they witnessed what Jesus had done, and they want to witness more.
当耶稣不辞辛劳的教导、医病、赶鬼时，这些人想看了之后还想再看。
Jesus restlessly taught, healed, chased out demons for the people, and they want to see even more of that.
大家可以想过吗？是的，看到一个神迹出现的时候，我们觉得很兴奋、很新奇。
Do you know that when you see a miracle, you get really excited and you want to see it again?
但是当我们看到受苦的人得到医治，得到释放，他心灵有枷锁的，得到解脱的时候，我们不是也非常非常的喜悦吗？
But have you ever thought about a person who has been sick, who has been ill for the longest time, and they get healed, they get freed? How great is that?
耶稣的很多时候，他所行神迹的时候，也容许许多的众人观看他的作为。
When Jesus performed his miracles, he allowed people to watch him.
但是对于门徒，耶稣对门徒还有更深的期盼。
But for the disciples, Jesus have a bigger hope for them.
不是让他们看看就好了，就好像认为比较认识耶稣了。
Not just simply let them watch it and be a little bit more.Closer to Jesus.
有一个医科带教授带着一群实习的大夫解剖尸体。
There was a medical professor taking his medical residents to do autopsy.
当解剖之后，他就先把一只手指放在尸体的内脏里面。
After they opened the cadaver, he put one finger into the cadaver.
然后再把手指放到自己嘴巴里面尝一尝。
And then he bring his finger into his mouth and taste it a little bit.
然后旁边的学生看了都吓坏了。
And all the students were very shocked when they saw that.
然后教授说，你们跟着做。
And the professor says, you do as what I did.
哎呀，这时候学生为了要毕业，他们硬着头皮，只好闭着眼睛，捏着鼻子也照着做。
And because they want to graduate, so all the residents did the same, and they closed their eyes, pinched their nose, put their finger into the cadaver, and put it into their mouth. Did the same thing.
结果教授看了之后就摇摇头。
After the professor saw this, he shook his head.
他说我这食指放进尸体，中指放进嘴巴。
The professor said, I put my index finger into the cadaver, and I put my middle finger into my mouth.
你们下次要看清楚一点。
You guys have to really be careful next time.
是的，耶稣在世，他不单单他的目的是要解救众人、服侍众人、医治众人。
Yes, Jesus was to heal, to be with the people.
他同时也要对他的门徒正在做一个门徒训练。
He was also teaching his disciples for a disciple class.
他要他的门徒你看好啊。
He want his disciple to watch closely and carefully.
你将来就跟着做。
And in the future, you will do the same.
他的服事不单单是要显示他是神，他是弥赛亚。
Jesus didn't want to show that he's the Messiah, he's the Lord.
他也是他门徒的师父。
He's also the teacher of his disciples.
当耶稣讲到渡到那边去的时候
，When Jesus said, when Jesus gave the order to cross to the other side of the lake,
到底有多少人听到耶稣讲的话呢
？How many people actually heard him speaking?
实际上，当耶稣讲话的时候，他并不是小声讲。
When Jesus was saying this, he didn't say it quietly.
他也不是偷偷讲。
And he didn't speak behind people's back either.
实际上，当时很多在场的人都听到了，都听到耶稣说他要过到大湖那边去。
A lot of people heard Jesus saying that he wanted to cross over to the other side of the lake.
但是对许许多多的人而言，耶稣讲这句话也不过表明他下一站要去哪里罢了。
But to a lot of people, when Jesus mentioned that, it might be just a new destination for Jesus.
但是门徒就不同。
But for disciples, it's different.
门徒就把这句话当作是对他个人的指示。
Disciples took this order as if for themselves.
他就发现是老师对我讲的，也就是说，我的老师要我跟他一起渡到大湖那边去。
They view it as the teacher telling them to go across to the other side of the lake with the teacher.
这个就是门徒的态度。
That's how the disciples are.
同样是圣经或者属灵刊物或者讲台的信息。
It's the same word, same gospel, it's the same podium.
对许许多多的人而言，那也不就是文字，也不就过是墨水，也不过是声波。
To a lot of people, it's just word, it's just ink, it's just sound waves.
但是对于一个以门徒的身份去听这些话、看这些文字的时候。
But for a disciple to read those words, to hear those words,
就会自动的把里面耶稣的信息把它个人化也内在化。
They will internalize and personalize those words to be for themselves.
多少时候实际上神的旨意已经在我面前了，他也跟我讲了，所有东西都已经呈现在我面前了。
How often has the Lord showed us and told us what we're supposed to do, exactly how it should be?
问题是我有没有以门徒的态度去领受呢？
But have I ever used myself as a disciple to receive those words?
当耶稣已经表明他要去哪里的时候，在这个当口上，
When Jesus said where he was going at the shore,
有意思的事情发生了。
A very interesting thing happened.
有两个人来打断耶稣的行动。
There's two people that came to stop Jesus' journey.
他们说：“耶稣，你等等，你先不要走，我有话跟你讲。”
And those people said, "Jesus, wait, I have something to say to you."
这个两个人可不是普通看热闹的群众哦。
They're not just regular people who just watch Jesus do his things.
他们是谁？
Who are they?
他们是门徒啊。
They were actually the disciples.
我怎么知道是门徒呢？
How do I know they're part of the disciples?
大家如果看第22节这边说，又有一个门徒对耶稣说。
If you read in verse 22, it says another disciple came.
可见前面第一个跟耶稣讲话的那个文士，他也是门徒。
You can see that the teacher of the law from the previous verses is actually another disciple.
而就是因为他们是以门徒的态度，听到耶稣说他要渡到大湖那边的时候。
Just because they're disciples, they heard Jesus saying, giving the order of crossing the other side to the other side of the lake.
他们就把耶稣讲的话当作是对他自己的指示和呼召。
They view it as a direction for themselves.
这是非常值得赞许的。
It should be applauded.
但是他们从他们讲话的内容跟态度里面，却值得我们借鉴跟警惕。
But their attitude and the way that they responded, we need to be very careful.
简单的来说，有两个门徒，第一个门徒也就是文士，他跟耶稣这样说。
Simply put, there's two disciples. One of them said this to Jesus.
那文士说：“老师啊，你去哪我就去哪。”
And the teacher of the law said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go."
实际上，我们看见在当时有两批门徒的。
Actually, when you look deeper, there's two groups of disciples.
当耶稣说要渡到那个大湖那边的时候，实际上有一批还留在岸上的。
When Jesus gave the order of crossing to the other side of the lake, there's one group actually stayed over at the shore.
另一批却跟了耶稣。
And the other group followed Jesus.
有意思的是，那一批留下来的人。
But the interesting thing is those group that stayed behind.
其中有一个对耶稣讲了很多话。
One of them said a lot of things to Jesus.
结果他也没行动。
And he didn't take action.
但是一批跟了耶稣的。
The group that actually followed Jesus.
什么话也没有讲。
They said absolutely nothing.
这些没有渡海面对耶稣的话语的时候，这些人
，Those who did not cross and they are faced with Jesus' words，
实际上，当他们听到耶稣讲话的时候，他们心情非常激动的。
Actually, when they heard Jesus speaking to them, they were very excited.
但是他们却没有行动。
But they didn't take action.
他们想要回应的呼召，耶稣的呼召。
They want a reply to Jesus' calling.
他们心跳加快，情绪澎湃。
They're very excited and their heart beats fast.
甚至他能站出来见证，表达自己的热情。
They even stand up to testify how excited they are.
但是在同时，内心深处却有许多的顾虑和理由，泉涌心头。
But in them, they have a lot of excuses coming up.
他们的身体和意志顿时发软。
Their body and their mind suddenly became weak.
另一个门徒他对耶稣说
okay, the other disciple said this to Jesus.
耶稣你等一等，我要先办好我父亲的丧礼，我就来啊。
And he said, oh Jesus, wait for a little bit. Let me go bury my father and then I'll follow you.
问题是如果真的有丧礼要办，那这个人为什么现在在这里？
If he actually really need to bury his father, then why was he even there?
实际上这一个人代表了许许多多的人。
Actually, this person represents a lot of us.
他所要表达的乃是说，耶稣啊。 我很想跟随。
What he really truly wanted to express was, Jesus, I really want to follow you.
我很想在我信仰上面有一个突破。
I want to have a breakthrough in my faith.
但是现在的时机实在不妥。
But the timing just isn't right.
我虽然很有感动。
Even though I feel really touched.
但是你的呼召与我现在的人生阶段真是有冲突啊。
But your calling and my stage of life, there's a conflict.
你要我去做的事实际上会打扰我现在的计划，对不起，我要再考虑一下。
Your calling to me will really break my plans. Let me think about it.
实际上耶稣没有逼他们一定要跟从他的。
Actually, Jesus never forced them to follow him.
但是耶稣要这一批人在他耶稣的回应之后要立刻做一个决定。
But Jesus wanted them to make a decision quick, right after he had the calling.
因为耶稣此时在对岸的工作不能等。
Because his work on the other side of the lake cannot wait.
耶稣是把这一群人真的是当作门徒了，所以耶稣对他们解释做门徒的一个代价。
So because Jesus viewed them as disciples, so Jesus wanted them to know the cost of being a disciple.
耶稣要他们自觉到底跟从耶稣个人的生活和安逸和世上的责任应该要放在哪一个位置。
Jesus wanted them to understand where their personal life, their responsibilities on earth should be compared to him.
如果把个人的安逸与责任是放在与耶稣同等的天平上的话，那请你三思。
If they put their personal comfort and their responsibility on earth on the same level as following Jesus Christ, then you really need to rethink about it.
但是如果真的清楚耶稣的呼召是远远大于个人的安逸以及责任的话，耶稣就直接了当地跟他们说，不要再想了，现在跟从我。
But if they put Jesus, following Jesus way higher than their personal comfort and responsibility, then Jesus said to them, follow me.
耶稣要带他们去的地方，那个时候讲明的是底加波利。
Jesus has made it really clear where they were going. They were going to Decapolis.
是这批以色列人感觉不舒服、不认同文化的一个地方。
It's a very unfamiliar and uncomfortable place for those Israelites.
是希腊罗马文化夹杂之地。
It's a confusing mixture of Greek and Roman culture.
如果你我就是当时的门徒，你我会想去吗？
If you and I were the disciples that are during that time, would you and I go?
但是耶稣要求的不是门徒喜欢或习惯那个目的地。
Jesus didn't want them to feel comfortable. They didn't want them to feel familiar with the destination.
而是要门徒专注神的工作在哪里。
Jesus wanted them to know and understand where the spreading of the gospel should be.
要珍惜与耶稣能够同工的机会。
They need to cherish the time they have to ministry, to do ministry together with Jesus.
耶稣要呼召他的门徒，要他的门徒不但心动，也要行动。
Jesus wants his disciples not just have excitement, but also action.
当一批门徒上跟耶稣上了船之后
，when the group of disciples went onto the boat with Jesus,
奇怪的事情就发生了。
Strange thing happened.
他们居然遇上非常可怕而且会致命的风浪。
They face a strong and deadly storm.
为什么跟从耶稣会遇到大困难呢？
Why do we face challenges when we follow Jesus Christ?
为什么跟从耶稣会有险恶？
Why do we face danger when we follow him?
耶稣指引的道路不应该是平顺吗？
Shouldn't our ride be very smooth when we follow him?
而且这实在不公平啊。
This is really unfair.
因为在岸上还有一批所谓的门徒啊。
On the shore, there's a group of so-called disciples.
他们好好的。
They're perfectly fine.
我在海里遇到大风浪，那些不跟耶稣的，也所谓门徒，反而在岸上他没事啊。
I'm following Jesus on the boat and I face storm, but those on the shore, they're perfectly fine.
他们不单单能够依据有自己的生活，还能安排另一想要跟随耶稣的寻找耶稣的一群人。
They not only have their own life following Jesus, they're able to witness to other people as well.
而且他可能还受到岸上其他的人的尊敬。
They might be praised by the people on the shore.
反而是跟从耶稣的人不能享平安。
It's actually the people who are on the boat that cannot have peace.
能够日子安稳。
We do not have a good life.
结果跟随耶稣却有动荡。
And when you have Jesus, when we follow Jesus, you're on a wave.
那所有跟从耶稣的人说，耶稣不公平。
All those who follow Jesus on the boat, they said, this is unfair.
但是如果我们以耶稣要在他现在正在做门徒训练的角度去看的时候，
But if you look at a different perspective, at the point of disciple training program,
我们就非常明白耶稣为什么把他们放在这种环境当中。
Then you truly understand why Jesus put them in this kind of environment.
上个礼拜春明弟兄在这边有见证讲到。
Last week, Brother Trin Ming mentioned this in his sermon.
他提了一个罗斯福总统曾经讲出的名言。
He's mentioned a very famous quote from Franklin D. Roosevelt.
他说平静的海永远训练不出好水手。
And it says a smooth sea never make a skilled sailor.
孟子也说过。
A famous Chinese philosopher, 孟子 said this.
天降大任于斯人也，必先苦其心，劳其筋骨。
Before God entrusts a man with a ponderous task, he shall distress his mind, tire his limbs, famish his body.
没错。
Yes, it's true.
神就是这样训练他的器皿。
This is how God trained his instruments.
他就是用人生风暴来训练他的器皿。
He does use his storm in life to train his disciples.
约瑟和摩西若不经过神苦难的学校，他们就无法被神使用。
If Joseph and Moses did not go through the training that God had given them, they would not be where they were.
因此，耶稣要借着这一次的渡海来训练他的门徒。
Therefore, Jesus uses crossing the sea to train his disciples.
嘿，你训练门徒就好，你为什么偏偏在最危机的时候你睡觉呢？
It's fine that you train your disciples, but why are you sleeping in the midst of trouble?
怎么会睡觉？怎么会这样？
Why are you sleeping?
你我在生命当中有没有时候觉得耶稣好像在睡觉？
Do you ever experience Jesus sleeping in the midst of your life?
我有好几次觉得耶稣好像不管我了。
Many times I feel like Jesus didn't care about me.
然后我就细细读这段经文。
Therefore, I reread this passage clearly.
然后试着深入其境体验它里面的讲述。
So that I can really step into the story and understand how it went.
我就发现在狂风大浪、船剧烈的起伏震动，甚至船里都浸满水的情况底下，大家看这个图片。
Looking at the diagram over there, you can see that the wave is huge and the boat is flipping from side to side.
不但人一定晃动的四处滚动，作呕想吐，每一个人一定湿透了。
Not only will you be shaking all over the place, you will be soaked as well.
不是以讨海为生的耶稣，他睡得着吗？
How could Jesus fall asleep in here?
任何正常人都睡不着啊。
Any normal people would not be able to fall asleep in that.
耶稣如果真的睡着，我相信耶稣乃是刻意的要在那边表现他在睡觉。
I think,
或者说他刻意的让自己睡着。
I think Jesus deliberately made himself look like he was sleeping, or he deliberately made himself fall asleep during that time.
为什么？
Why?
门徒训练。
Disciple training.
他不是累睡着。
He was not tired and he fell asleep.
那他要操练门徒什么呢？
What was he trying to train his disciples?
第一个，耶稣要操练门徒的信心。
Number one is to train up their faith.
耶稣要切断所有隔绝一切门徒在陆地上可以依靠的安全感。
Jesus wanted to cut off all the securities that the disciples had when they were on the shore.
让他们离开熟悉的环境。
And place them away from their familiar environment.
逼他们把一切的盼望放在耶稣的应许里面。
Force and make them to place all their confidence in Him.
把一切的安全感放置于耶稣的同在里面。
And put their confidence in Jesus, in the presence of Jesus.
耶稣既然说要他们到对岸去，他们就必须要有信心，一定能够到对岸。
When Jesus gave the order of crossing to the other side of the lake, they should have confidence that they will get across.
信心是建立在耶稣的话语里面。
Faith is built upon Jesus' word.
如果今天这一群人可以集合他们自己所有的能力，然后合一的团结，然后彼此的安慰，甚至用过去航海的经验和技巧使船平稳的话。
If they used all their strength and the power of their unity to help and make the ship calm.
让他们的信心是建立于自己的能力上面。
Then their faith is built upon their own strength.
不是耶稣。
Not Jesus.
耶稣也要他们学习，跟从耶稣的旨意。
And the second thing Jesus wants them to learn is to follow his will.
是有困难的。
There is trouble.
会被攻击的。
You will be attacked.
有如耶稣刚刚出来侍奉的时候，在经历四十昼夜的禁食之后。
It's just like how when Jesus first started his ministry after 40 day and 40 night of not eating.
他好像一切肉体的能力都没有，都虚脱了。
He felt like all his strength were gone from him.
结果他遇到什么？
And guess what? Well, guess what he faced?
他遇到撒旦的攻击和诱惑。
He faced Satan's attack as well as temptation.
但是耶稣却凭着信心在神的话语当中和旨意里面得到了力量，战胜了撒旦。
But Jesus got his strength from the Lord, and he defeated Satan.
他也要门徒如此学习。
He wanted his disciples to follow him like that.
第二个耶稣要给门徒做的训练是，要他们了解何谓真正的平安。
The second thing that Jesus wants the disciples to learn is that he wants them to understand true peace.
要享受真正的安息。
Learn to enjoy true rest.
耶稣给我们的应许并不是说我们得到外在的风平浪静。
Jesus' promise to us was not, we will, it was not that we will get a very smooth sailing in our life.
正如耶稣对那个文士门徒说，人子是没有枕头的地方的。
Just like how Jesus said to the teacher of the law, there's no place to lay his head for Son of Man.
但是非常有意思的，在马可福音在描写同一段风暴的时候，说耶稣实际上有枕头，他是枕头在船尾睡觉。
It's interestingly in the book of Mark, is speaking about the same story. It has recorded that Jesus himself was in the storm asleep on the cushion.
也就是说，耶稣要告诉门徒，耶稣枕头的地方不是五星级饭店。
Jesus wanted to let his disciples know that the place of his rest is not five-star hotel.
而是大浪中的小船。
It's a small boat in the midst of storm.
耶稣在危险动荡当中可以睡觉。
Jesus was able to rest and sleep in the midst of trouble, in the midst of storm.
因为他有更深的安息，他安息在神的旨意当中。
Because he was resting in God's will.
我们人生有动荡吗？
Do we have storms in our life?
耶稣说那是你枕头的地方。
That is where you should be resting.
坐飞机坐久的人就有一个经验。
For all those who have ride plane many times.
当你坐飞机的时候，飞机晃动的时候啊，没什么好怕的。
You will know that when the plane is rocking up and down, there's nothing to be afraid of.
但是万一飞机上的机长跟空姐、空服员全部大声尖叫说我们完蛋了。
But if the captain or the flight attendant start to scream and they're yelling,
那就完蛋。
Then there's trouble. It's terrifying.
当时跟着耶稣的人其中不乏渔夫啊，他们是 professional 啊，他们职业渔夫，他们有经验的。
Those who follow Jesus on the boat, they're actually professional fishermen.
他们非常认识水性，当他们看到这个海浪的时候，他知道他现在处的环境在里面。
They truly understand water and they know the kind of environment they're in when they see the storm like this.
这些非常有经验的人说要丧命了，这次一定完蛋。
Those with great experience, they said, oh, we're really going to die this time.
他们说完蛋，其他的全船其他的门徒看到连渔夫都害怕，那真的完蛋了。
Those who see the fishermen saying this, they really know that it's time to die.
但是他们看的是有经验的渔夫，却没有看见耶稣在做什么。
They only look at the professional fishermen. They were not looking at what Jesus was doing.
他们不知道耶稣的应许和同在实际上超越 他们力量无法克服的危险。
They didn't understand that the promise and the presence of Jesus is way far greater than what they are experiencing.
平顺不代表神的旨意。
Smooth sailing does not mean God's will.
有耶稣的同在和印证才是真平安。
God's presence and promise is actual true peace.
耶稣安心在天父的旨意里。
Jesus rests in God's will.
他也要他的门徒安心在他的旨意里。
Jesus wants his disciples to rest in his will as well.
因为神的旨意必成就。
Because God's will be done.
我们所有做门徒的，我们要练习不能看环境了。
All of us disciples should not simply look at the circumstances.
甚至有的时候不能看比你老练的人。
You cannot look at those people who seem more experienced.
而是要注视在耶稣的平静上面。
But rather, we should look upon Jesus and His peace.
安息在他的旨意里面。
Rest in His will.
这些其中带出来的平安，远远大过我们理智可以评估出来的危机。
And that peace is far greater than what we will be experiencing.
第三，我相信耶稣对门徒实际上还有一个更大的旨意跟训练。
And thirdly, I believe Jesus has an even greater training for His disciple.
乃是耶稣期盼他的门徒用神的话来面对撒旦的攻击。
And that is they want them to use God's word to when they face Satan's attack.
经文告诉我们，耶稣在此斥责风和海，风和海就平静了。
We see in the passage here, Jesus was rebuking the wind and the wave.
通常圣经只用斥责两个字来描写耶稣对抗撒旦的作为。
In the Bible, normally, they use the word rebuke, only for Satan, when Satan is attacking.
从这个字的用法，我们知道此时兴风作浪的原因很可能不是大自然，乃是撒旦。
We can see the way the wording of the word rebuke, we can see that the wind and the wave actually might not be nature, it might be Satan's work.
但是耶稣把这些门徒带到这个环境之前，他并不是没有在门徒面前示范过赶鬼。
Jesus did not just bring the disciples onto the boat and not showing them how to chase out demons.
我想耶稣要门徒进入一个实际属灵战场来操练。
Jesus wanted to bring his disciples onto a spiritual battlefield so that they can greatly experience.
这是一个学习的机会。
This is a learning experience.
很可惜，门徒在慌张急忙当中，赶快叫耶稣来介入。
But in the midst of trouble, the disciples directly went to Jesus and called out for help.
而没有凭着信心运用门徒的权柄。
And they did not use their own strength, and they did not use their faith.
我们所有做门徒的，我们看见耶稣的作为的时候，要好好的看。
So when we see Jesus, we really have to look closely.
因为耶稣随时会把我们放到属灵的战场里面。
Because Jesus can put us into the spiritual battlefield anytime.
我以前不懂这件事情。
I didn't understand that before.
结果没想到过去几年当中有人打电话来说 George, 你过来帮我赶鬼。
And then a few years ago, someone called me, George, come and help me chase out demons.
哎呀，神学院没有教这堂课。
And I said, oh, I did not learn this in seminary.
但是圣经有教。
But the Bible taught it.
耶稣有示范。
Jesus demonstrated.
经历是耶稣训练门徒的必须步骤。
Experience is following is a necessity for disciples.
急难也是所有做主门徒逃不掉的必修课。
In danger is a class that we cannot escape.
苦难乃是锻炼的工具。Hardship is a tool for God to train us. 神并不赐舒适的生活来安慰栽培他的门徒。
God did not give us smooth sailing so that we can enjoy rest.
他乃是要塑造他的门徒成为别人的安慰者。
He wanted to use his disciples to be comforters for others.
神是用日常生活的困难和服事上的风暴来锻炼他的门徒。
Jesus, he uses this hardship when they're serving to train up disciples.
我们做门徒的就要信耶稣讲过的话。
We as disciples, we have to believe in Jesus' word.
不能被环境所影响。
We should not be troubled by the environment we're in.
做门徒要仔细看耶稣做过的事，并且学习。
As disciples, we should watch closely what Jesus has done and really learn.
因为很可能耶稣就要你我在地上行他曾经行过的事情，让我们成为别人的祝福。
Because very likely Jesus wants us to do what he has done on this earth so that we can be blessing for others.
我们必须要熟读神的话才能了解他的旨意。
We really need to read his word and understand it to know his will.
才能安息在他的旨意里面。
And that's only how we can rest in his peace.
要安息在他里面的时候，我们必须要有行动跟得上他旨意，我们才能安息在他里面。
In order to rest in him, we really need to follow and follow him.
我们今天是门徒，我们就要决定我们自己是一个门徒。
We are disciples today, and we have to say and we have to do as disciples.
你决定过怎样的日子，神就给你怎样的力量。
Once you decide what kind of life you want to have, Jesus will give you the kind of strength to go through.
你选择做主的门徒，你就有做主门徒的力量。
When you choose to be a disciple, you will have the strength of being a disciple.
这是圣经的应许。你的日子如何，力量就如何。
That's the promise in the Bible. What your day is like is how your strength will be.
做门主门徒一定会经历底下三件事情。第一个，你一定会经历你从未经历的事。
Being a disciple, you will experience these following three things. First is you will experience the things that you have not experienced before.
而且第二，你一定会经历出乎意料的事。
And you will experience the extraordinary.
而且你一定会经历到你能力没办法解决的事。
And thirdly, you will experience something that your own strength will not be able to achieve.
耶稣说不要怕，你为何惧怕呢？不要怕。
Jesus says, don't be afraid. Why are you afraid?
这是门徒训练，这是耶稣要门徒经历的。
This is what Jesus wants the disciples to face. That's what they have to go through.
经历什么呢？
What do they have to experience?
就是不稳定当中的安息。
It is the peace in the midst of trouble.
危险当中的平安。
The peace in danger.
患难使我们全然仰望主。
In the midst of trouble, we will really look up to our Lord Jesus.
让我们知道我们要操练门徒的权柄。
So that we need to train up our authority as a disciple.
今年我们的年训就是门徒训练。
This year, our title is disciple training, discipleship training.
让我们以一个门徒的心来接受神给我们每日的挑战。
Let us face everyday's challenge like a disciple.
Philip Brooks 做了这样的祷告，愿意这成为我们今天信息的结束。
Philip Brooks once said this, and I wish this be the ending for the sermon today.
让我们不求安逸，但求更刚强。
Oh, do not pray for ease life. Pray to be the stronger man.
不求得到自己能胜任的任务，乃求能胜任任务的能力。
Do not pray for tasks equal to your powers. Pray for powers equal to the tasks.
这样任务的达成就不再是一个神迹。
Then the doing of your work shall be no miracle.
而是我们的本身的生命就是神迹。
But you shall be a miracle.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
耶稣，我们的师父。
Lord, our teacher.
你的门徒在这里。
Your disciple is here.
你感动我们。
You have touched us.
我们就行动。
We will do.
祷告奉主基督耶稣的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.